You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 2, The Princess and the Pea Brain.
It has to be Gino.
Yeah, what happens when you've messed up something?
This badly.
So badly. And you're in this situation.
Well, this is a serious mistake. He has to fix this.
I mean,
if he has to take out a loan or sell something in order to be able to fix this, he has to do it. This is too significant of a mistake. He cannot ask her to be apart from her children any longer than she has to be. And at this point, his mistake is so bad that even if he pays this money, she's probably going to have to wait up to 2 years.
There's a line where there's things that you can do for yourself, things that you can Google. But when it comes to legal things or processing legal documents, it's probably the one time
that you just got to bite the bullet.
Yeah, I just don't know what you do in that situation, right? I wanted to look at his face and he seemed relatively stoic, but to know that you've really messed this up.
So bad.
Yeah, it's a whole different level.
I think
we all make mistakes.
I think the more that it sinks in for Jasmine, the bigger the problem this is going to be between them.
There's some general rumblings that we've heard in social media about them being apart.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. But what I do know is this is a big enough situation that
this could divide them.
It could have. This goes way back to it's multiple decisions by Gino.
Yeah.
Of not working.
Yeah. Not having money set aside for these things. He's financially unprepared for bringing her
here. This is a situation where we've heard talk of his net worth and 401k. This is where you take out that loan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
This is worthy enough of a situation that you take out a loan on your 401k for
yes.
this. I don't know what his status is.
You can't take a loan against your 401k when you're not working. You have to be actively working to do that. And he quit. I thought he took a leave of absence, but he didn't. So he's not eligible to take a loan. He'd have to take a distribution and pay the tax penalties on it.
Such a series of poor decisions.
Complete blunders.
Yeah, and this is bigger because we have the bad decisions, but we have the flat mistake of not putting the name on the document of the kids. And this is something that a lawyer even would have said, where your smart family or anything would go, what if, right? What about the kids? Well, she's going to decide that later.
Yeah, it seems like he didn't actually research this part of it. He just assumed he could take care of it later. Otherwise, he would have come across this information. You know he would have.
Yeah. Are the kids not even something that he's really thinking about?
That's what I think.
It's just poor all the way around.
He really doesn't talk about them. He really hasn't ever.
And I think for the first few seasons, I believe, and I haven't counted, but this I think is the fourth different season we've probably had Gino and Jasmine on. The kids really hadn't been a part of the discussion until really the end of last season. And now it's something. But I think we just sat there. We rewound this. I was kind of listening and making, you know, kind of putting dinner together, and we stopped, and you said this needs to be watched. And so we watched it, and it was bad. And he's walking into this thing like, even going to the lawyer, this is just for informational purposes only.
Yeah, he says, I'm not paying $5,000. I don't have that.
What he hung his hat on is that he had done this previously.
This process before.
With his ex-wife. I've done this before. Guess what was missing?
She didn't have children.
Right.
We're a mess.
I mean, we see it 100% of the time in these crime shows and true crime things that we watch. The difference so often can be in your legal representation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are no, I think this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Not only, and you're not just sending it to a general email inbox. Mm-hmm. Or hitting a send form. You're dealing with somebody who knows somebody, right? The attorney knows the person who needs this. Mm-hmm. He's going to send it to them. You're just Googling it. Mm-hmm. I almost feel bad for Gino, other than for the awkwardness of it. Like, wow. Yeah.
How's the answer for this with her? This is going to blow up like she's never blown up before.
Well, you can't. And this is, there's no answer for this. Because it really comes down to him really being cheap, isn't it?
Yes. In addition to that, she also just found out that she can't even visit. And her mom is sick. She can't see her mom even or her kids for a year.
Well, we kind of knew that. I mean, we knew there would be an issue about
travel.
Yes. So the good news part of it was that it's possible. Obviously, the bad news part of it
is 8 to 12 months.
Is that it takes that long.
And that's after he files for a status change. And he's still got to do that. Hmm. It's really time to give this
was
to a professional.
Was the lawyer being a little cheeky and sarcastic with him about Google?
He was.
Yeah. Did he probably deserve
Rightfully
it?
Rightfully so. Because, like you said, there's just some things you don't mess around with and take shortcuts, and this is one of them.
Because it's not like,
I mean, even Colt and Larissa had an immigration attorney. Almost all these couples do. It's just part of the process.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Because how much of an update do you think you're even going to get if you're just calling up the visa office and asking for a status
update? Yeah, who are you getting with?
Right. They're just going to give you a canned answer.
Yeah. It's really shocking.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so big. I think at no point have I been so disgusted.
Disappointed, upset.
Well, not even that. I'm now going back to the beginning of the episode. Yes.
Yeah.
This was gross. Yeah. I'm almost glad that Gino and Jasmine had this other stuff go on, because my fear was I was going to have to talk about this opening scene, and I think I just don't have to, right?
Yeah.
The only part of it, which is great, and I'm happy about that, the only part of that scene, I think, to discuss is this informational session that she had with Gino about the fish and the calendar. And that she had this on her camping trip to bring with something else. We're going to have to do it 12 times this week. He seemed afraid. So this was just trouble.
He was trying to take a I rocked the world last night stance.
Like one time.
And she was taking a it's only the beginning
stance.
Yeah,
you have 12, 11 more times to do this.
He better stock up on the little blue pills.
Well, I mean, it's so much. I mean, there's only so much. I don't think this is what you're looking for. There's only so much gas in the tank, right? You're going to have to refuel at some point. Blood flow may not be the catalyst here. She said that she had had issues with fertility.
It was wrong of her to keep that from him. But he did take it like a champ.
Well,
I don't think he necessarily understood the extent either and what it means.
Well, and there has to be some realism about somebody his age, right? And the possibility of having kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, and I read more into her description than probably he did. Because she not only had trouble getting pregnant, but she said, and this was key, that in order to sustain the pregnancy, she had to take hormone injections every day. Mm. I'm going to guess maybe she's got uh, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which
is speculation on your part.
Yeah, which means that you have too much testosterone as a woman and not as compared with your levels of female hormones. And so you have to supplement with female hormones to outweigh the testosterone that you have, because it makes it difficult to conceive otherwise and to maintain a pregnancy. So I'm going to guess that that's maybe the issue.
Or something along those lines. Mm-hmm.
And also, it causes hair growth, more like a man would have, like
but doesn't she have, for her, kind of she has hair, she has problems. She has actually hair loss issues on top of that.
Alopecia.
Maybe they're fighting against each other. I love that Gino needed pictures. I'm trying to think what other... Trying to think of what show we saw. Oh, I think it was Potomac, Candace, where they showed her injecting herself in the stomach when they were trying to get pregnant. For him, somebody who has so much money and has to do a prenup, I'm not sure that this should really even be a problem. I guess his 401k is just really sitting there waiting for him to get another employer for it to be moved to. He's got to get it. First thing he has to do is get a job. You know, they need a plan. What's the plan? And so this happened. I mean, we do this in our life. Something really crappy just happened. What do we do? Now what? Right? You can go back. And I think these two don't have conflict resolution skills good enough to get past this. So now we're here. What do we do? Where are we at? What's the plan? Plan one is get a job.
Yeah, he's got to be working.
Job, right? Get access to that money, and then and that's that. 30 days, he'll have at least the ability to get to it. I don't know. The mistake for her, and I think it, the sister and mom said it, is don't leave this to him. What about him that you've seen? This is what I said to those soccer kids.
Right.
How long have you known me? How long have you known Gino? What about Gino makes you think that he's capable of making responsible decisions, right? None. Mom and sister are right here, and not in a really crappy way. They're just right. Don't trust him.
Right.
It's not like he's trying to trick you. He's just a doofus.
Yeah. It's too important to leave in one person's hands.
Yeah, and it is that. Well, I trust that he's taking care of it. Maybe after you've been married for 20, 25 years, maybe it's a point where you could be there where I'm trusting that you have this. What a mess.
Totally.
Just a mess. It's Ashley and Manuel business. So if this is before, I believe this is still before the tell-all. And, you know, the family situations are kind of coming up and being discussed. The way they deal with each other is still poor.
Yeah, it's not good.
In the tell-all, they talked about he didn't want to burden her with his problems. Does this seem like it could be that at all?
It does seem like he's got more to his story, just because I didn't like the way he said, my kids' lives are a complicated situation, and I don't want to talk to anyone about it. Like, that made me go, ooh, what exactly do we have here?
But he at this point, he has to.
Right. They're married.
It's the same situation.
He should not be saying to her, I'm only going to tell you the answer to what you ask me specifically.
Yeah, but he's asked.
She doesn't know what to ask.
And when she asks him stuff,
he says,
he gets
you
angry.
Ask me too many questions.
This is like.
She had a good point there.
This is like, don't ask me about my business, Kate.
Right.
Right? All right, this one time. This one time I'll let you ask me. Right? And then I'll lie to you, but you can ask me this one time.
You get to feel like it. you got information.
I will placate you and make you think like this is actually something that you're, but, right.
I've made you privy to.
Right. What was it about? Was it about Fredo? Is that what that was about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was about killing Fredo. Mm-hmm. I forget if that was it. He also killed his sister's husband. There was that too, so. Or had him killed, I guess is what it was.
And a lot of other bosses.
Right, a lot of people died, right? Abe Vigoda got killed. Mm-hmm. You know, that had to happen, right? But if you don't ask, I don't tell.
Mm-hmm. That's crappy. In a marriage.
I did notice her car was really banged up. To me, and this is all just, I have no basis of this whatsoever, she just seems like somebody who would have a banged up car.
Yeah, just a distracted driver. Yes. In the middle of a breakdown, talking on her cell phone to her friend.
Two coffees.
Yep.
Even if she had a hands-free device, there's just a lot going on.
Yep.
She's in one of her moments, I guess mm-hmm. is what we'll call
fan
it.
In her face, driving with one hand, reaching for one of her six coffees.
Yeah, she's done nothing in all of this. She's done nothing wrong here.
No.
This is 100% Manuel and
keeping stuff close to the vest.
Yeah, and I don't know how you break somebody like that other than you're there for them. And you find a way
they learn to trust.
Yes, because it's a trust issue, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's like going to do anything bad. I don't think he's worried about that. So then it could be like, I got a lot of crap going on. And I think if you found out, you probably wouldn't be too happy.
Mm-hmm.
I could imagine just burdening somebody with your problems and then having more and more and more. But
yeah, because if it created conflict between them, then he'd have to deal with the problems and with her having conflict with it. That's probably what he's thinking about.
Yeah, because what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all? Well, yeah, kind of. All right, there's more. Well, just wait. There's more and more. So I'm really not a fan of him. And I don't know if like some of this drama isn't producer induced
mm-hmm.
because you see, as he's going in the house, like it would be, I think she would be on board. I think she would be a better actress than like he is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on board. Look, we need to create this drama of whatever. And Ashley's all in.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, Manuel probably gets a little defensive about it. And, you know, it's go ahead and be dramatic. You know, when I saw that, it made me think of, you know, the TV crews are here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you're doing in front of them. Which is her job. It's what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be on board for that, too. So I can't tell if she's just being dramatic.
I think she just is.
Yeah, she does seem like she's got a lot. You know what she needs?
She needs a spiritual shower.
Hey, look, I'm trying to set up myself to deliver a line, right?
Right? I got you.
Right, and you took it. You stole that from me.
Yeah.
A spiritual bath.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, you believe your baths are spiritual, right?
I don't know about all that, but there's something.
Well, there's something when you couldn't take a bath because of your shoulder, and then you began taking baths again.
Man, did I really appreciate my bath.
So, would you not call that a spiritual bath?
It maybe was a spiritual experience.
See? So, there we go. So, maybe that's what she needs. You know what she needs is a soaking tub.
I told you that I knew exactly what the spiritual bath was because I binged the whole new season 2 of Buying Beverly Hills
uh-huh.
on Friday and Saturday. And they were touring a house of like, you know, multi-million-dollar house they were selling. And it had this giant glass shower in it, but it didn't have water. And they were like, what is this? And like all three
of the... Wait, there's no water in the bath?
No, all three of the realtors got in it. And it had like what looked like, I would say, grow lights in the ceiling.
Right.
Like the multicolored, like red, blue, yellow, that like shine down like a heat lamp. And then there was like a screen with images on it built into the hall. And they're like, are you just standing here? Yeah, it's a chakra spiritual shower. I'm like, what the heck is this?
I think you need like a sage smoker at the same time. It would probably do you some good.
Some crystals.
Yeah, maybe that would work. That should be in the floor.
Yeah, I think like I could make one of these. Be like Shannon Bedore and have your home built with the cornerstones having your chakra crystals in it.
I could do this. I could make spiritual bath. I will come and you even have space to have a spiritual bath.
It was a feng shui was what it was. But this you had to was have a the shower. Crystals in a certain part of the house.
Was this called a spiritual bath, though? This would be a shower.
Yeah, it was a spiritual shower. Oh. Like a chakra shower is what they said.
So the bath, I think, would just be a tanning bed. Right? With a bunch of stuff in it. With these lights in it. It's just an old converted tanning bed. Now they figured out that tanning beds aren't good for you. Now it's something else.
That's so great.
Maybe that's what they need. Emily and Kobe, this was probably not a whole lot with them other than them arriving.
Wait, that was something.
What, the thing outside in the parking lot?
Yeah, the people begging and surrounding them.
I don't
them.
Know
that
what
was,
it was. I
mean, that's
I don't
what they said. He said that people hang out to catch tourists they know have money and beg. And you're expected to give them something or they won't go away.
I guess they're just not letting you out.
Right.
You do what you got to do, I guess. Right?
That's crazy. Think how scary that would be if you didn't have somebody from Cameroon with you and you were just, you know, this white lady from America showing up with your kids. How
well, they stepped
scared
off,
you would be.
And Kobe stepped in. The mm-hmm. other person stepped in. Their tourist guide or whoever that was, their handler. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, it all, I wonder how big it was versus, I thought initially it was that.
The sky caps wanted
money.
That's
what I thought.
That's what I thought. But then they weren't uniform.
Yeah, they all came out dressed in blue.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what I thought it was initially. I said, wow, yeah, you got one guy carrying every bag.
Right, and that's what I was thinking was they're all doing this so they can all get tipped. Because my mom used to be a sky captain at the airport.
You got to actually, you know, tip these people. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's what it was.
I thought at first, but then, like, then these people didn't have uniforms.
You're so happy about all this help that you're getting. Well, just think about it, right?
Yeah, you got 8 people to tip.
Right. So that's what I thought. You know, I went to that event in Dallas and I knew there was going to be, I had a valet pass. I went, oh, my word, I'm going to have to tip the valet. Right. Mm-hmm. So I at least made sure I had cash in my hand. And I was there with some other people and they had probably too big of cash in their hand and went, oh, there was a husband and wife. And they went, well, this is all that I have. And I'm thinking, aha, I was at least smart enough. I brought some smaller bills. Right. That was at least a little better. So they were pretty happy.
A bit.
Because I think you don't want to not tip. So with these sky caps. So what did your mom did this for a while?
Yeah, she was a sky cap at Patrick Henry Airport in Newport News.
Kind of a retirement job for her.
Yeah, it's when she was driving that little VW bug she had that was yellow. And that was like her independent phase. It was the first time she had worked. Since
she felt empowered when she did that, didn't she?
Yeah, she'd never had a job.
About how old was she?
Oh, she was probably in her 60s.
And it never worked
50s?
Before.
Yeah, never worked since she'd been married. Mm-hmm. And she got married at 19.
There's a little small airport in Newport News.
Yeah, so she got herself a car. First time she'd had her own car.
That's good.
She had this old little VW bug. Can you picture her driving that little thing?
Yep.
And I think it was even a stick shift. And she just loved that little car and loved being able to zip around and go where she wanted. And she'd take herself to work and, you know, make tips. And it was a big deal for her. She had a little independent phase.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's when I thought about that. It was, you know, I thought about her doing that. I thought, you know, it was really good for her.
It was good for her.
She had a chance to experience some of that independence for a while.
Yeah, that she'd never had.
Got to meet different people.
Yeah, because she went from her parents' house to my dad's, you know. So she'd never even lived on her own or anything. And so, you know, it was good for her to be able to feel a little bit of that independence.
The handler said that they get their impression, they've gotten their impression of white women from movies. TV. What I just hope is that, like, 90 Day isn't a show that they watch, and they get, like, Angela as their person who they had gotten their impression from.
Oh, you know what else it gave her a chance to do?
Oh, your mom?
She got to earn Social Security for the first time.
Right.
Because she'd never worked in this country. And so that was cool for her, too.
So they looked 100% like tourists, though.
They so totally did, especially once they got in the outfits.
Oh, they probably raked them over the coals in this clothing shop.
Yeah.
I would assume this handler got at least a commission for bringing them there.
But he should know what things should cost. I mean, I would think that having him there should prevent them from overpaying.
Here's what I'm saying. Where's his allegiance? Where should this handler's allegiance really be?
Well, his country.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he could see that they don't get completely raked over the coals, but...
I'm talking about Kobe. He should be able to keep
them from overpaying. I don't think
Kobe'd
ever bought clothes from a place like this before. Mm. You know, I don't think that this is something he would... I would find a way to have brought the stuff.
Right.
But I think it's a nice little TV opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. They look completely out of place. They do. I wonder what it would have been like for them just to dress in their normal clothes.
Right. Like everybody else around them.
Yeah. 100%. The locals were even laughing at them.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was... You could just see him snickering.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these... knuckleheads.
Bozos.
I hope he got, you know, probably jealous and hoping they would have gone into their store. And, you know, he said when he got there, when Kobe got to Cameroon, he was all happy, right, and excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And going to be at a point where I'm so juiced up about being here that, you know, I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go over and we get Mahmoud.
Yeah.
Who can't stay awake.
Right.
He's not that excited about being there.
Right.
He is something else, isn't he?
And that's what she was saying. I thought you'd be a little more excited to be here, to see me, to be starting this life together.
Sleeping or not, adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah, it does.
I don't care what you're doing.
It hits you after you get home.
Yep. Yeah, and you would be tired after a bit. I don't know. It can't be easy to sleep on a flight like that.
Yeah.
I mean... Some people can, some people can't.
Yeah, I'm not an upright sleeper for sure.
I'm not all about, you know, he should have slept. I think if you could sleep.
You would.
It's not like he's
especially trying to. Especially just to pass the time.
Right.
It's such a long flight.
I don't think he's trying to stay awake just to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
He has enough other stuff that he can be difficult about.
And he will be.
Right.
Oh, it started right at the airport.
Don't show your stomach.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me don't start.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me where to cross the street.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell me how to shut the trunk. Don't tell me how to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're a safe driver?
Yeah.
And all this stuff.
Yeah.
He just picks and picks.
Started right away. And that's exactly why she left.
Because
she told him the same thing. You've been picking at me since I've been here. That was the fight they had in the street.
He's got a lot of Ed in him.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, it doesn't matter if something is good enough.
Uh-huh.
If it's not how I want it, then it's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly. All
it was.
Of that. You know?
Yeah, you can already tell this is not going to go well.
No.
He's not coming with the right attitude for this to work.
And, you know, you think about what they expected from her.
Right.
And you would want that reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not how he's wired. Doesn't make it right. But this is who he is. Why do you have so many pillows?
Yeah, it's like, you know, she had to just accept all the cultural changes.
It's pillows.
And adapt immediately for him.
Pillows. He has a problem with the pillows.
Yeah, but... For him, she's trying to explain to him the rules that are different, and he, like, won't take it from
her.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't know, because I haven't been here. I haven't seen yet. Well, she's telling you. It's her country.
Right. It's the things that don't matter. How many minutes does it take to manage the pillows?
Right.
Really? Not even one.
He could find it amusing.
Right. It seems silly. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but to, you know, go on like you're stupid. I mean, that's a bit
right. On my bed, I would just have the one pillow that I used.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not crazy. We don't have crazy amounts of pillows on the bed.
Mm-mm.
But if we did, it's still not that big of a deal.
Right. We have had decorative pillows before. It's one just, or two, not more than that.
It's just not a big deal. It's things I don't care about.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I mean, you got people who literally, I don't know, they argue about which way a toilet paper roll is supposed to be on the holder.
Yeah, I just change it.
Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea how it was when I finished it. I don't even think about it. I get a roll and I put it on.
And you just know I will fix it.
I don't even care. I don't even know how I did it.
Right.
But it just doesn't matter. Right. There's things that don't matter. And like the pillows don't matter.
Right. And it's not like he's going to be the one that has to put them back.
Yeah, he's not doing that. That's for sure. I mean,
keeping it real.
Her sewing stuff, she's a pro.
Yeah.
Right? You can see from the things.
Well, she said she's not sewing. She said she sells clothes.
I get it.
And she uses the mannequin to display them.
You probably didn't look in the background. I saw sergers and sewing machines.
Okay. So she's making things then.
Well, it could be embellishments that you put on it. There's things that she's doing.
Uh-huh.
And I think for her to design clothes and that make stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of all, it's all intertwined. I think.
So she had hers looked like a mannequin more than a dress form, but. You know, a dress form.
They were
form.
Back form. She had dress forms in there. Okay. I bought you a dress form.
Yeah, the dress form.
The adjustable.
It has adjustments you make as you're sewing something custom sized.
Yeah, I think just the naked one in the middle got all the attention, but there were plenty of others that were in there.
Okay.
It was for her, it would be like her place would be like a reverse bachelor pad. It is 100% a creative clothing person's place.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, she could have done some things that would have been a bit more suitable for him.
Uh-huh.
Could she have thought, now I'm not trying to defend him in any way, but going there with her stomach open and it wasn't completely open.
Yes, I thought that was a bad move just because she knew it would bother him. And she said so.
And so she did it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
When she probably didn't have to.
To show him that she can do what she wants here.
And she can. She's fully capable of doing what she wants.
But she knew it was going to be a conflict.
And so at this point, maybe your first interaction could have been more neutral versus this. Or, you know, zip the jacket up. Those are things she could have done.
Right.
Not to make this something that he would be bothered about.
Right.
You could say, well, he's got to get over it.
Sure, but she was enticing him, inviting him into a conflict.
That she knew what his reaction would be.
Yeah.
What do you think? Even if she said, what do you think about my dress?
Even how she kept trying to kiss him and get him to kiss her on the lips when she knew that he wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. Because it doesn't matter that it's okay and accepted here. It matters that it's not okay and accepted to him and his religion and his culture. She should have had a little more respect for that.
Yeah, she could have.
Yes.
I think it maybe put him on defensive.
Right.
When he doesn't have, there's no wiggle room for this guy.
Right. And she knows that. She may be trying to force it on him, but doing that right out of the gate, it was not wise.
1 minute in.
Yes. Trying to change his view right away.
Well, maybe what she's doing is setting a precedent. This is just how it is. You're going to have to deal with it if you're going to be here.
Yeah, I just think she could have and probably should have been a little more sensitive to knowing how difficult this transition was going to be for him to accept.
Yeah. Not the smoothest
thing. And you can
see
it's not going well.
No.
So being right is one thing, but making this a success is another.
Because if that's your goal, it would be to win him over to life here.
Uh-huh.
he's going to see enough of the bellies and the other thing from other people.
Right, to realize that this is really okay here.
Yeah. And they would have to figure out where the middle ground is.
Right.
And I don't know that there is middle ground for these two.
Yeah, I'm not sure that either one is capable of compromising somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Well, here we are. I mean, it's like...
Because she tried that, but I think that he tried to put the extreme on her, and she's trying to put the extreme on him, and they're not actually meeting in the middle.
No. There's no movement on either of them.
No.
This is... we get probably our first... Well, I don't know. Maybe our second. I'm going to call them our first troubled couple. But Ed and Liz... Mm-hmm. I think this whole episode, was there anything funny? Did we laugh at all?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure when I go down other than at Gino.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the whole foot thing was an attempt to lighten things up for the episode. But it didn't work. I mean, there was not a lot of just happy, fun times.
No.
No really fun situations here. They tried for him in the lawnmower thing, but I don't know. This really isn't. A thing.
Would
right?
you think that we finally got to meet her daughter Riley?
Yeah, we haven't yet, right?
Yeah, that's the first time in all this time.
I don't remember.
We've had so much of them and they've never shown her. They've only talked about her. And I remember reading that was because the dad would not okay
mm-hmm.
her being on camera.
Yeah.
But maybe there was money in it for the kid, and so maybe he agreed. For that reason.
She seemed pretty fun and normal.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Yeah, I didn't like Ed putting her on the spot on camera about, you know, are you okay with me being your stepfather?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I would think that would be a conversation they've already had at this point.
Well, it's a loaded question, right? What's she supposed to say? No. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, so I'm not real big on that, putting the kid on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have the regular stuff and leave that part out, mm-hmm. right? No need to use the kid as a tool to make it seem like...
You're good.
Yeah, when you're not good, Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, Ed's not. He says he's ready or willing to settle down, but we know he's not.
No, and he doesn't look like it. He was sitting there talking about it on the couch, and it looked like it was making him sweat.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just the comments from him. It kind of goes back to Debbie on The Single Life, to Chantel, right?
Uh-huh.
Is this what you want your stepdaughter seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first thing, you know, the first scene right out of the box, you're at, what's your favorite sexual position?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this is not, I mean, you really have an impressionable child here.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you don't let her watch it. That's fine. But you're going to see it at some point.
Right.
It's been 4 years that they're together.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
On and off again.
What's your thoughts about...
Wonder how many domestic calls they've had.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it before. We have an episode you can hunt down that's our... Before whatever season they were on before of that call between them.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a horrible person.
I wonder how many calls they've had.
Well, if this is just one, you think she didn't record the first one.
Uh-huh.
She recorded this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something made her record this call.
Yeah.
Because of whatever the one that happened before that call.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, I think you could probably Google recorded phone conversation between Ed and Liz, and you'll find it. We covered it a couple of times on our podcast. I'm not going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just not willing to settle down. He believes he's a celebrity.
Yeah, he does.
And so he's not going to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
Their financial situation, then if what they say is true, is more of a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you qualify for the house?
Yeah, I don't get
that. If you don't
that.
Have, I mean, I guess maybe they had employment when they applied for the loan.
I guess.
They could show income the previous year. But there's a lot of stuff you got to show, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it like previous months or previous paycheck?
Yes, 3 months.
So
the most recent 3 months before your closing.
If he had 90-day stuff coming in, maybe that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was working, you know, at the restaurant, so maybe right. those were things that they did. I wonder if the house is in his name, their name.
Hadn't she accepted that part ownership yep. in the restaurant?
Yep.
Yeah.
Had to be in his name. They're not married yet.
Right.
So I'm assuming it was his.
Mm-hmm.
And that you'd move to Arkansas without, like, a real plan.
Yeah, or job.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You think your thoughts on them deciding to work together?
I don't think they need to spend any more time together than they do already. Because the more time they spend together, it seems to go south. Because they're going to be tired and tired of each other at the end of the day, and they're going to start drinking and then start fighting. Because this is their cycle.
And they'll fight in front of a client. My thought, you know, I was trying to think of how this could work.
Well, and don't you think they're going to fight in front of the kid? Because the kid's spending the whole summer. Yeah. He seemed a little anxious about that.
Oh, sure.
He said that was part of his stress. Was having the kid live there.
So the only scenario, and we're going to suspend the realism that Ed, when he's talking, is going to say something inappropriate mm-hmm. to everybody that comes in. We know somebody our personal life that just says things.
Yes. Completely inappropriate.
And I would like to think that they don't mean anything by it, but I'm not so sure. So that being said, let's suspend that Ed will surely talk himself out of sales. But he's a personable style person. Uh-huh. He likes to be around people. Yeah, so if I had to show a house, he'd be the one I'd let show it. I would let Liz take care of all the staging. I would let Liz take care of all the documents that need to be taken care of. Ed would only be walk people through this house.
Yeah.
Cold call people
mm-hmm.
because I think he would be good at that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scenario where as a team, it could work.
But I think it would be weird having them walk through the house together.
No, couldn't. Ed would walk.
Because like the daughter said, he never let her talk.
And that's the problem with Ed.
And that creates awkwardness because you have a whole extra person here who's not speaking.
He's going to tell people what he thinks they need to know about the house. I don't think he'd be a guy that would do the homework. He would just, in an awkward situation, he would make an inappropriate joke.
Joke, yeah.
And he would make people upset.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to, I have no experience in the realtor business. And maybe what I know about that business comes from, what's the show you're watching?
Buying Beverly Hills,
yeah. Right.
So well, I've bought a few houses.
But just in general about selling houses, uh-huh. Right? And so you got to know people to get houses, and you got to know people to show houses.
Uh-huh.
Right? You got to have a pool of people that are looking for houses. And what would make somebody go to Ed?
Yeah, well, usually what you do, from my experience of buying a house, is when you don't have a realtor already, like say you're going to buy your first house, you don't care who you go to. You'll look at the realty company in town, the one you pass every day, and you stop in there and you go, hey, I'm interested in buying a house. And then they assign you to someone in the office. And then that's your realtor. And then
that's
who you contact from then on.
I mean, for you, I just think about, you know, the house we bought.
Robbie was my first, and he sold me my first house, and so I called him again when I got married, and you and I were ready to buy another house.
Mm.
So then I had a realtor and went back to him. So,
but he didn't really do anything, and he advised us against doing what we did.
Right, exactly.
And when we moved to Texas, he wasn't the most positive person.
Yeah.
But he did suggest something that really turned out to get us the house. So.
Yeah.
So that was still pretty good. Right. I don't see them being helpful at all.
Mm-hmm.
They did that flip back to the last resort. And for us, we watched this on Discovery Plus. So it rolls into the last resort. It's like whatever's next in the queue.
Uh-huh.
And so it was them showing up there and looking for the bar.
Yeah.
But it still reminded me, and we talked about it in our Inside Scoop.
Their problem is them drinking.
There was no pre-shoots for Last Resort.
Right.
You know, it goes back to the Colt Vanessa thing about the trampoline.
Right.
And so I don't know that I necessarily believe that a lot. Mm-hmm. I doubt they would have caught out all the pre-shoots just because of that. Mm-hmm. Or that Colt was going to get the only one.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't. So, and look, Colt and Vanessa are the source for that. So we'll weigh that into anything. I think we get so much of bad
at... let me know when they win a lawsuit, and then we'll listen to what they have to say.
Well, we get... I think we're almost blinded by horrible Ed, right? And horrible Angela, and horrible Mahmood, that we really forget what Colt is like. Because it's been a while since we've seen him.
Uh-huh.
And not that I'm asking Sharp to bring Colt back.
No, please
don't.
I am
not. So, it's not what I'm doing.
He's so gross.
Yeah. I love that the daughter said, well, you know what? Mommy should have done more talking.
Yeah, that
was great. Or some of the talking.
Yeah.
Not more.
Any.
Some. But that's just Ed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he has to steal the show. Always. Be the center of attention.
Yeah.
But you know why that is. It's because he was a leprechaun in his past life.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, that's something else. I just can't believe it. You know, and I don't think Rob's necessarily as bad as Ed, but Sophie said something that I thought was pretty telling, right? Is that he likes to have a lot of attention. And when you see, we talked a little bit about it last week, when you see these pictures of Rob and what he looked like, you know, probably in his mid-20s, you know, he's not that guy anymore.
No.
As all of us aren't that person anymore right. that we were in our mid-20s. So I think, you know, this is something. And so for me, the shocking thing is that they have spent months apart.
Mm-hmm. And in at the beginning of their marriage, when things are easy.
Yeah. And I don't think I can get past that.
Yeah.
It's months that they haven't seen each other.
Yeah. Or spoken.
Now, we had Inside Scoop, them being in Austin.
Yeah.
And I think the thought was, is that they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been some shots of them... like in the background, but there's a good chance that they aren't together.
Right. Yep.
I was encouraged by Sophie's discussion with her mom about this isn't like just having a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I want to see more work.
Yeah.
Months is a lot.
That's a lot. And it's not, we've talked about it. It's not a good choice in a relationship to spend this kind of time apart because you're not going to be working anything out if you're not working it out together.
Mm.
What you're doing is working yourselves apart.
You're figuring out how I can live without my partner.
Yes.
You know what? This isn't so bad.
Right.
I think that it was a little bit, I didn't remember them talking a lot about it before. Did we know that she lost her wedding band?
Or yes. Yeah, they talked about that before. Because when the last time they were together, he said something about, well, you aren't even keeping track of your wedding band. Because I have it. And she goes, oh, I'm so glad you have it. I thought I lost it. I've been looking for it. And he was like, well... she should have track of it if she cared about it. But the thing was, she'd been looking for it. She felt terrible that she couldn't find
that's
it.
That's right.
But she had left it like by the sink or something, and he had picked it up. But what she noticed was he had his but wasn't wearing it when they weren't together. That's a problem. Hmm. So I was offended by his patronizing comments about her not keeping track of her wedding ring when she wanted to wear it. But he, at the same time, was choosing not to wear his. That's
messed up.
What could
it even have been? You know, they like went to the gym together. Mm-hmm. And look, if you're lifting weights or something, yeah, it'd be pretty typical that you would take your ring off. Uh-huh. And so if he's holding it for her, or he picks it up and sees it somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know the scenario behind it. Mm-hmm. But there are many scenarios where your wedding rings come off.
Right.
I'm an electrician, especially in that era. Right, where I was mm-hmm. working in panels and around live electricity, rings are a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Necklaces are a bad thing. These are things you just don't do.
Now, me, I never take mine off.
Well, you've also do not do a lot of the electrical work in the house.
Correct.
So, that's the case.
Like, I don't take it off to wash dishes or prepare food or anything like that. The only time I would consider removing it, because I have done it in the past and not removed it and it was disgusting, was mixing meatloaf with my hands. Because okay. getting meat embedded in the nooks and crannies of your ring is a mess to clean up. Hmm. That would be the only time I would consider it. That's it. I mean, you saw it made me remove all my rings going to surgery.
Surgery matters also.
And I couldn't put them back on, and how anxious it made me feel before the swelling went down enough for me to get all my rings back on. It's all I could think about.
We misplaced, or I want to say, one of your rings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not my wedding ring, but another ring.
I mean, it was a couple weeks.
Yeah, and I was panicked about it. But it's all I could think about.
It wasn't your wedding band.
No, it wasn't. I did put those on immediately. That was on my non-surgical hand this time. But yeah, it bothers me. And the first time when I was having surgery on that side, I wore them to the hospital and removed them in the pre-surgery right. room. And put them in a cup.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been better to leave those at home, don't you think? Or did
sure,
you not think of...
Yeah, I didn't want to be separated from them. I wanted to have my eyes on them.
Well, you never know. People try to lay their claims on you and go, I'm a taken woman. I'm taken already. I think soccer, they make...
Especially if I wore my hangout pants.
Well, yeah, all right. Definitely. When we play soccer, sometimes, you know, people forget to take them off. I've been hit with a ring.
Oh, really?
Like there's a ball in the air and hands. Because what happens when you jump up, your hands flop out. And I'm a bit vertically challenged. So sometimes people's hands catch me in the face. Mm-hmm. And to catch a ring in the face is pretty tough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not so bad with dudes, but, you know, there are dudes that have stones for rings. Mm-hmm. And so that can be, you know, you take a diamond to the eye or the eyebrow. You know, it bleeds. It would mm-hmm. almost bleed like if you punctured your business.
You would know about that.
Right. We would know about that. Sophie's mom came back. The more she's around, the more trouble I think she is.
Yep. Yeah, she's not doing anything to help this marriage be successful. She is working against them at every turn.
Can she do anything other than what she's doing? Or, I mean,
she could be supportive.
I don't think she can.
She could still give good advice as a mother to her daughter without sabotaging.
But can she?
I don't think she's capable.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This is outside of her level of capabilities.
Right. And we talked about how part of it may be she's trying to over mother because she didn't mother when she should have.
Yeah, we knew about the drug issues, but it looks like at least once Sophie probably saved her.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's a lot to put on a kid. Be ODing in front of your kid.
Yeah.
You don't just get over that kind of trauma.
Yeah, and I think that would be tough for Sophie too. I think Sophie probably feels some responsibility for her well-being. And it's probably
misplaced.
Not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of responsibility to put on the kid. Mm-hmm. It's just tough.
Right. She was probably more of a parent to her mother than her mother ever was to her.
The library thing was great.
That
the bookstore.
Do you read?
The
no.
The book museum is where they were.
That's funny.
Yeah, don't tell me to read. So there was that.
I don't know what gen fiction means.
Isn't this general?
Yes.
General fiction? Uh-huh. All right.
I rolled my eyes at that point.
Yeah. Do you think Rob... So here we are. Rob has months away. We're going to be judgy real quick before we end. Rob being away for a couple of months, do you not think that he's engaging in the same behavior he was doing before?
Oh, I'm sure he is. I have no doubt. If he's regularly looking at porn, he has a problem. This is not, despite what many people will say. Well, Mom and Sophie were talking about his regular looking at porn and whether or not he has an addiction.
Right.
That was their discussion, so it must be pretty bad. And I guess that leads to him wanting to get real pictures from real people.
Mm.
Thus all the online cheating, as she would call it.
Mm.
This is a problem.
Well, this is a true test, really. Could he then go through this period without doing that?
I doubt it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a problem.
Yeah. And I think it's always going to be a problem. I said from the beginning it was a mistake for these two to get married.
Time alone is not something that Rob would do well with.
No.
Would not be a successful period for him.
No, and he's purposely not wearing his wedding ring during this time. That's also a telling sign
also.
A bad
sign. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
What would be the purpose of that?
No, and Mom hadn't been around, so it's not like Mom has been the problem for the last couple of months, right?
No, she's been staying with her girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just a thing. It's just a place to stay. I'm not really too up on that being like a thing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I guess we
don't know.
But
neither one of them is doing the things they need to be doing to save their relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it is savable because I don't think they should have got married in the first place.
We've still got, I don't think, did we see Patrick and Thais last week?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We still have them. We still have Lauren and Alexi. And we believe we still have Angela and Michael.
Yeah.
That we
haven't
seen
yet. That's what I'm
waiting
to see.
Well, there's still a chance that they've cut them out.
Well, but not after they showed it in the preview.
I understand.
They would have cut it out of the preview if that was the case.
I don't think there's been really any new developments. She's mm-mm. being vague in her Instagram posts and things like that, right?
Do you think it could be all a publicity stunt?
I wouldn't put anything past any of them for any of this, right? But I think this would be a bad publicity stunt. Right, to even use the possibility of abuse as a as a thing, you know.
Right.
But I don't really put it past anybody. You know, as we go along more and more, we're not, you know, super impressed with the production and how they do this stuff. So I think for us, that's it for the week.
I would say, has anyone actually seen a police report?
Well, I don't know that there has been one. And for me, that doesn't matter at all, right? I think so often than not, police are the last people to be brought in. You know, I think Michael disappeared.
Well, supposedly she reported him as a missing person, and then supposedly his first contact was he contacted the police to say, I'm alive.
Yeah.
That's the story. So I'm wondering, has anybody actually seen a police report?
No. You know,
so it could be a publicity stunt.
It all could be. Who knows?
That would be lame.
Well, either way is lame.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's nothing good here.
No.
There's not like a positive, hey, we were kidding. It's because it's not something to joke about.
Right.
So, Lexi and Lauren, Patrick and Thais, Angela and Michael should be coming up soon, I would assume. For us, by subscription, we cover Seeking Sister Wife, Little People, Big World, and we will cover, I think, in 2 weeks, Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. We do a personal podcast and Inside Scoop. We're at about 5 shows a week. I would have to say we're probably at about 3 hours of content is what we have each week by subscription. We probably put out an hour and, I don't know, probably half of that in or a little less than half in free content. So hopefully by next week, my voice has improved.
Hopefully.
If you don't listen to the personal podcast, it's just old people talking about being old. I went to the U.S. Men's National Team game on Thursday and yelled myself into my current state of probably did vocal half cord voice. Damage.
It seems like it.
And so you'll know as we beat Mexico during while we were podcasting.
Oh, wow.
So that happened. Mm. So 2-0, which is there's probably no soccer fans, I would assume. But for the U.S. to beat Mexico 2-0 again is a thing, right? It's like a very common score.
And after they booed the U.S. in their game.
Well, yeah, but this is Texas, and there's a lot of Mexican fans here. So we don't have many chants. Maybe the Mexican team, they stopped the game because of some homophobic chants that Mexico does. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a thing. They've played in front of empty stadiums before.
Wow.
The U.S. big chant we have for Mexico is, in fact, 2-0, right? So we chant 2-0 because we've beat them a lot of times 2-0. And so
that's funny.
So that is funny. So hopefully, because I didn't have the sound on while we were podcasting.
Hopefully there was no brawl or anything.
So we didn't go to this game. We went to the Thursday game. So I yelled myself hoarse. And so hopefully I'm a little better by this time next week.
Hopefully.
But everybody, have a wonderful week. Right?
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.